Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes.
What's the vibes this morning? It's the day after Valentine's Day. We would love to know if, I don't know, if you guys are still on the uppity-up. I hope you are. 585-252-9800. My name's Moose. That's Breezy. Texts are coming in right now. We got a couple of them. Let's get over to them, Breezy.
Yes. All of our friends seem like on the text line that they had a great day yesterday, which is something we love to hear. Like Alyssa, for example.
What's up, Alyssa?
She said, yesterday was so great. I'm so thankful for my amazing boyfriend, my forever Valentine. Okay.
Love to see it. Love to hear it.
It's so funny whenever I see a caption that's like, my forever Valentine. And then next year they like broke up.
Well, you know, people are in love, you know. It's just a heat. Anything is like heat of the moment.
I just think that forever doesn't exist.
I disagree. Forever does exist. I know friends of the family
forever.
Who've been together since they're 14 years old.
Everything
people are in their 60s now.
Everything is reversible. Let's just say that. Marriage. Well, maybe not kids, but.
Okay. Well, there are people out there who are very happy.
No, I'm not saying there isn't, and I'm happy for them. I just think that forever is a strong word. But you do you. Nora's here. She said, I'm in my good vibes because today is a half a day at work. I leave at noon, and then I go to New York City. New York.
What's in NY? That's awesome. Good for you.
NYC. Oh, Nora. Probably her lawyer boyfriend's taking the bar exam. Good vibes from Christian. That today is my Friday and I have a 4-day weekend. Beautiful.
Nice. Love
Wait,
to see it.
Why do you have a 4-day weekend?
Well,
today, I mean, a lot of people have Monday off.
Well,
for President's Day.
Yeah, but he may have off tomorrow and then that's great. We should take off tomorrow too.
We should. Oh
my God. Friday. I'm going to say it again, man. I still think the 4-day work week is way more productive.
I mentioned last break that I use lash serum and I got like 5 texts asking what it is, so I will tell you. It's called Rodan and Fields Lash Boost Lash Serum.
Yeah.
It's very expensive. I don't know if I would recommend it. It works well. It's just, it cost me literally a kidney. So I'm looking for a cheaper alternative. So that's what I use, but I don't know if I would recommend it. This person says, good morning, Mr. Breezy. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My good vibes that Nate and I had the best day yesterday. That's her husband. Breezy, check your messages. Okay. I'm so bad with my phone, but I will check them when we're not on the air. What about you? Vibes?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Left the show yesterday. Went and saw my mom. Brought her flowers. My mom always does stuff. She got me a nice like bottle of wine and a card, and she made some homemade treats. I'm like, oh, I was just stopping by to say hi. I always have to leave the house with arms full of whatever.
Right.
You know what I mean? But that's
the treaty treats.
You know, that's my mom's love language, acts of service. You know, but overall, it was a good day yesterday. I got a lot done. It was very productive. Stopped at Target. I haven't been to Target in I don't know how long.
So expensive there.
I guess. I don't know. I don't. But what do you compare it to?
It's just like a glorified Walmart. You know what I mean?
It's like
Walmart, just like $10 more expensive.
Yeah, I haven't been in a Walmart in a long time. But I guess if you can compare it to, I'm sure Walmart's cheaper.
My favorite store ever. You know I love Walmart.
I know.
Walmart
so.
Popcorn. Two of my faves.
Good day yesterday. Tomorrow's Friday. Let's not think about that just yet, though. I mean, it's only 6-something in the morning on a Thursday.
I know.
It's like, so let's focus on one thing at a time.
Vibes for me, I have Bunko tonight. First Bunko of ever.
Oh,
never
that's awesome.
Bunko.
Yeah.
Big Bunko crew tonight. So where very excited for that.
Where do they do that?
Oh, my friend's hosting it at her house.
Oh, okay.
In Canandaigua.
Okay, good.
I have to watch a YouTube video to see how to play. No idea.
Are the stakes high? Anyone playing for money?
Yeah, we're all putting in like $10.
Okay, they'll be fun though.
Yeah.
That makes it more worth it.
So, have you ever played? I've never played.
No, I don't think I have. I'm familiar, but I just never really got into it.
Like, I hope it's not like poker or euchre, because I don't.
Well, it's a card game, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
You didn't even look it up?
I don't even know.
Okay,
really
look up Bunko.
Should be looking into this more. Bunko.
Maybe it's a board game. Is it a board game?
There's dice. There's a bell.
I see. Yes.
Bunko.
No,
it looks like Yahtzee.
I've never played that before.
Huh. Well, more to come. I'll keep you posted for tomorrow.
Win that money, Breeze.
Coming
up for the big story of the day, a registered sex offender is going back to prison. Good old Paul Gaudreau spoke about him the other week and how he's been exposing himself to children since 1989. And I was pissed the other week, too. I'm like, lock this guy up already. What's it going to take?
Right.
Maybe he's been arrested over 20 times. So we'll tell you what went down in court coming up after the break on PXY.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Good old Taylor Swift on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? It's Thursday, and a registered sex offender is going back to prison.
Oh, gosh. Thank God. I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I talked about this guy repeatedly. Remember creepy old Paul Gaudreau? Repeatedly exposing himself to children at stores in Ontario County, along with Monroe County. The other week, he's been exposing himself to children since, 1989. But the other week, they brought him to court, and he went back yesterday, and some of his victims, they're saying, have been as young as 7. Or now, they just found out 4 years old. In December, Ontario County prosecutors said Gaudreau flashed 4 children inside 3 stores in Canandaigua. He also tried to expose himself to a child at a Walmart in Victor. And the 54-year-old admitted to public lewdness, endangering the welfare of several children, and then committing a burglary as a sexually motivated felony. And he's expected to spend 7 years in prison.
I feel like that's not enough time.
Judge Duran walked through every single charge with Gaudreau. And he said that Gaudreau exposed himself inside a Walgreens, a Wegmans, a Dollar Tree, a Tops.
I can't believe that he had the opportunity to do it that many times.
No, he's been arrested over 20 times. I mean, he's been doing it since 1989, and that's what's crazy about it. And I was so frustrated the other week. I'm like, can we just lock this guy up already? How many chances does one need? He admitted to exposing himself to 2 children, a 7-year-old and 1 4-year-old. Gaudreau said he was only aiming for the 7-year-old, but pleaded guilty to both nonetheless. So in the Walmart, he was stopped before he was able to flash anyone because the guy's been banned from that chain since 2021. And he admitted he's gone into the store to commit a crime for his own sexual gratification, which is also, obviously, that's a felony. So he's been a registered sex offender since 2010 when he broke into a girl's locker room in Auburn and flashed 3 teenage girls. This guy is sick.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Like, this is how you get your jollies off, huh? On top of serving the maximum sentence for his felony charge, Goodrell will be on parole for 15 years after his prison time is up. He's going to be sentenced April 10th at 11:30 a.m. If he violates any rules or laws while he's in prison between now and April 10th, the judge said he will absolutely increase his prison time. 7 years, you're right. That does not seem like a long time for all the years that he's been doing this.
Wow. That's really, it's very disheartening. I still don't think that's enough time, but I mean, whatever. I want to talk about a case that we talked about in November. It was that deadly hit and run
of the
Rochester man at the Buffalo Bills game in Highmark Stadium. And like I said, hit and run. So this man, the 65-year-old man from Rochester, was struck by a car while, you know, either trying to get to his car, or you know how those games get when they let out and there's just flocks and flocks and flocks of people.
Yeah.
A Buffalo man pleaded guilty to causing a hit and run at Highmark Stadium last November that killed that Rochester man. It's a 33-year-old man and he pled guilty, obviously. And then leaving the scene after the Buffalo Bills game, the man who was hit was taken to the local hospital in Erie County and later died. Prosecutors say that the man that hit the 65-year-old William Young, who ended up dying, was an Amazon delivery driver.
Oh, geez.
And had his children in the car at the time of the crash.
So
he wasn't delivering at the time.
No, I'm
but
saying,
I'm saying he like drives for his job.
Right. And his kids were in the car during the hit and run.
Yes.
And does he even sure he hit someone? Is that a defense?
Well, he pled guilty. So, I mean.
Oh, he did.
I'm sure he does. During a bail hearing, his attorney argued that he did not know that he hit something.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you don't know you hit something or you don't know you hit someone? There's a difference between backing into a pole and hitting a human. He faces up to 7 years in prison when he's sentenced in April.
The worst thing he could have done is left that scene. The worst possible thing. Now look where he's at.
It makes me sick that his kids were in the car, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Ugh. And that he drove for a living. Ugh.
I remember when I was 7 years old, maybe 6, 7, I was leaving soccer practice. My dad was the head coach. Mm-hmm. And we were leaving a parking lot. And my dad backed into a guy's car, dented the door.
Ugh.
And I'm there. And so my dad pulled back in the parking spot and we waited maybe an hour for this guy to show up. And my dad got out of the car. And now that I'm older, I knew he was making an example of,
right,
you know, how to handle a situation like this if you got yourself into trouble. And he went and talked to the guy. I don't know what was said, but he handled the situation and the guy was thankful that he waited. And I always remembered that. I was like, you know what? That's an example. I'm going to use that down the road from now.
Ugh,
and then I remember a couple weeks ago, I told you, you know, I drove into that girl at MCC. We were at a stoplight, and I backed right into her.
Oh,
and
yeah,
she was like, meet me over here. And I took off.
Yeah. Really monkey see, monkey do. Absolutely.
But you know what? Karma comes back around.
It does.
Because I paid the price later for
Didn't
it.
Did someone like smash your car or something?
Oh, yeah. A couple times. Yeah. Coming up on the show, anyone find it odd to purchase your parents' Valentine's Day gifts? The lady checking me out at the store yesterday did and made it a point to let me know about it.
Oh, dear. Not her judging you.
Yeah, totally. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY Mornings.
98PXY is free and always will be.
39 for the high today. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And is it weird to get Valentine's Day presents for your parents? That's the question of the day. Does anyone still have a parent that gets them Valentine's Day gifts?
My mom normally does. Not this year, though.
Yeah, well, she's in Florida, right?
I know, but she normally sends over a little something.
I mean, my mom's been doing it since I was a child. Maybe it was chocolate or those fancy Pez dispensers. But my mother's love language is acts of service.
Uh-huh.
She's just a sweet woman. Everyone knows it. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are adults now, but their mom still likes to give them stuff on Valentine's Day. Yesterday, I get my mom flowers before I went over to the house. And, you know, I'm like, you know, I know when I go to the house, my mom texts me during the show yesterday. She's like, you got to stop over after work tomorrow. I was like, all right. So obviously when I get to the house, she loads me up with pizzelles that she made.
What's a pizzelle?
It's like an Italian homemade waffle cookie.
Nice.
They're very good. They got like the powder sugar on them. She made a stack of those. She made chocolate covered strawberries. She got me a bottle of wine. There's a card. All this stuff. I'm like,
who
I always
needs a significant other with your mom.
I know. I always got to walk out of the house with
literally,
arms
like,
full.
Roly poly oly out of the house. Yeah.
But I stop at the store. I want to get my mom a nice bouquet of flowers before I go to the house. And the woman cashing me out, she's a little older. By older, maybe she should have retired 20 years ago. But she definitely should not have been working. But God bless her. She says, getting girlfriend flowers on Valentine's Day? You're a good guy. She's a lucky to have you. I said, these are for my mom. She says, oh, your mother? That's odd. Very sweet, though. You're a sweet boy. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that odd?
It's not that odd.
And I wanted to get really pissy with her. And I'm like, easy, Moose. Easy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Easy. Not everyone pulling out their cameras and recording you.
No, right? I'm like, don't do it.
Local unhinged radio man flips out on cashier.
And I just convinced myself that, you know, she was a little senile. And I laughed. First off,
She's bitter because nobody's gotten her flowers in a while.
No, I don't think she wasn't bitter, though. She was sweet. Which blew my mind even more. Like, what do you mean? You know what I mean? Like, when has it ever been odd in the history of Valentine's Day to purchase your own mother flowers?
I don't think that's odd at all.
Aside from Mother's Day, Valentine's Day would be right up there with gifting your mother flowers.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And that's exactly what I was doing. They weren't red. They weren't the color of...
Just flowers.
They were fire and ice orange is what I call them.
Okay.
Beautiful orange, beautiful color. I mean, but like, it's 2024. Let's get with the times. Why would this woman automatically assume I'm purchasing flowers for my girlfriend? Maybe they're for my boyfriend, Tanner. Or the maintenance guy, Gustavo,
you know,
who works in my building.
You know what they say about assuming.
It just threw me off guard. What do they say, Breezy?
It makes an ass out of you and me.
That's true. I would agree with that. Yeah. I would agree with that. I don't think getting your parents gifts for Valentine's Day is weird at all. Oh, that's right. Your mom's in Florida.
My mom's in Florida. I was going to get her this one thing, but I don't know if she has it or not.
What are some gifts you've gifted her in the past?
I'm just a big flower girl, and so is she. You know what I mean? And also, it's just hard because we're not here, and like, I feel like she would be kind of annoyed with me if I sent her. I sent her flowers one time for her birthday. Those flowers cost me $85.
It's like, oh, yeah. They're
you
not
know what I mean? Like for the delivery. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of money. One year I go into work. This was maybe 4 years ago. I'm working at that skin cream company. I come in, I go into the office, and my boss, who's a little older than me, she gifted me a bunch of stuff. Like she got me these. Hydrangeas, and then like a gift card to Dunkin', and then some Skittles or whatever it is. And she was like, happy Valentine's Day. I was like,
who did this?
My boss. I'm like, that's very sweet of you. Thank you. I didn't get her anything. And she was very passive aggressive towards me that week.
Really?
I'm like, why would you expect that I would come in here on Valentine's Day, which is a day really for your significant other?
Sure.
I'm going to gift my 65-year-old boss a bunch of what?
What is she even expecting
tchotchkes
from you?
I'm not. Why would I get you anything?
The thing about me is like, I hate a tchotchke. I hate a tchotchke, whether it be
like a keychain or.
Yeah, just stupid. Like, because if I'm being so for real right now, I'm going to throw it away.
Really?
I'm going to throw it away. Like, ooh. I just don't need something cluttering up my space, especially something I'm not going to use. If it's useful to me, sure, I'll keep it. And I'm like, oh, I'll use this every day. Tchotchkes, though, like...
Have you ever thrown anything away that I've gotten you?
No. You got me... No, why would I throw a massage gun away? Why would I throw a charger away?
That's right. I give really good gifts.
Why would I throw my custom Funko Pop away?
I give really
Iconic.
Good gifts. Yeah.
like bachelorette box or like bridal boxes and all that stuff. Like,
no, I get it. All that stuff. Yeah.
Forget it.
Kat's weighing in. She says, my mom would do that when I was growing up. She'd get all us kids small boxes of chocolates. It was so sweet. She doesn't really do that anymore, mainly because we both want to lose weight. That makes sense.
Fair. Fair enough. Don't tempt.
Oh, those boxes of candies were everywhere yesterday. The Russell Stovers, everywhere.
Our coworker, Sandra, her husband, our boss, Mike Danger, bought her like a dozen Ferrero Rochers. She had like five. She was like, yeah, I had like, she was like, I had five. And she goes, I thought that my daughters had some too, but no, it was just me. I had five of them.
Yeah.
The little golden nuggets.
Yeah. I was disappointed I didn't get anything from my dad yesterday. So
it's kind of par of the course, you know?
Yeah. I'm always curious, like after a while, like how much of a chore does this become for significant others who have been married 20 plus years?
Right.
Valentine's Day. I saw Tommy Mule walking in this yesterday morning. Said, hey, man, taking care of the wife? Nah, dude. Nah. We did a little something a couple weekends ago.
Oh, my God.
He goes, I'm old. I need to get a head start. I'm like, no, that then makes sense, I guess. Andrew says, this sounds like the same woman, Moose, that cashed me out when I purchased flowers. The only difference was I actually was purchasing them for my girlfriend. Okay.
Sure. Oh, my God.
Andrew making me feel terrible about myself.
98 PXY traffic.
It's pretty quiet so far this morning. There's more company on the expressways for sure, but not seeing anything that's going to slow you down on 490 West between Bushnell's Basin and 441, or coming in from the west side on 490 between Gates and the downtown area. And traffic's moving along well by the airport on 390 North and South. I'm Marty Casper with the latest from the Barnes Firm Traffic Center. Injured? Call 1-800-8-MILLION. That's 1-800-800-0000.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon right here on 98PXY.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.